Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. What does history have to reveal about Saturn in Aries? Number one, assertion against authority. Individuals or groups challenging dominant systems. You have civil rights, revolutions, and independence movements. Number two, birth of movements, nationalism, feminism, anarchism, and technology-based revolutions often ignite. Number three, pioneering in innovation, start of new paradigms, internet, romanticism, the Model T Ford. Conflicts and war preparation. Many periods preceded or occur during military tensions and revolutions. And number five, karmic reckonings. Empires collapse, systems fracture, societal shadows come to light. How did Saturn in Aries disrupt the economy? Number one, recovery after crisis. Many periods followed recessions or depressions. 1819, 1873, 1907, 1930s. Number two, monetary shifts. Major changes in how money was controlled from gold standards to fiat currency. Number three, new economies emerging from gold rushes to tech booms. Patterns of speculative expansion. Number four, preludes to economic realignments, inflation, war, structural weaknesses emerging. When was the last time Saturn met Neptune in the sign of Aries? The last time Saturn met Neptune in the sign of Aries was May 1380. That was a long time ago. What was going on during that time, and is there any parallels to now? Well, on March 27th, 1378, Pope Gregory passed away, just 2 years before Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Aries, which was May of 1380. His death triggered the most chaotic and transformative crisis in the history of the Catholic Church, the Western Schism. The Western Schism lasted from 1378 to 1417. What's the modern day parallel to that? In extraordinary synchronicity, we're currently experiencing an almost identical parallel with Pope Francis passing away April 21st, 2025, followed by the election of Pope Leo, May 8th, 2025. Just as Saturn is about to move into Aries. This papal transition, like the one in 1378 to 1380, preceding the Saturn-Neptune conjunction, comes during a period of profound global transformation and institutional questioning. Why does all of this matter? Neptune equals spiritual idealism, mysticism, and illusions. Saturn is institutional authority, structure, and boundaries. In Aries, these energies collide in dramatic and confrontational ways. Number one, in 1380, there was massive systematic shifts. The end of old regimes, the death of Charles V, the rise of child kings. Feudal systems were strained, uprisings brewing. Centralization of authoritarian power. Today, we have democracies and global alliances are under strain, like NATO and the UN. The rise of authoritarianism in various countries, and mass distrust in government and institutions, and calls for new economic models, post-capitalism or decentralized systems like crypto. What is the connection? If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.